Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Thursday, October 14, 2021. Top stories for today. The Ministry of Health is developing the National Suicide and Fatal Injury Registry Malaysia, which is expected to be ready in 2023. Deputy Health Minister Datuk Dr. Nur Azmi Ghazali said the ministry was currently in the process of detailing the Deputy Health Minister Datuk Dr. Nur Azmi Ghazali said the ministry was currently in the process of detailing the work process as well as developing applications for the system, which would involve all MOH hospitals nationwide. Deputy Health Minister Datuk Dr. Nur Azmi Ghazali said the ministry was currently in the process of detailing the work process as well as developing applications for the system, which would involve all the ministry's hospitals nationwide. Malaysia will invest more to improve the Malaysia will invest more to improve the digitalization of mental health services with the usage of technology to expand the reach. Health Minister Kari Jamaluddin said in the Making Mental Health Care More Ubiquitous. Health Minister Kari Jamaluddin said in the Making Mental Health Care More Ubiquitous and Accessible, new methods of delivering mental health services must be developed. A housewife was charged in the Magistrate Court today with extorting her husband A housewife was charged in Magistrate's Court today with extorting her husband of, A housewife was charged in the Magistrate's Court today with extorting her husband of 13,000 ringgit at a hotel near Kota Baru last September. However, Alimi Wahidah Shamsul pleaded not guilty before Magistrate Muhammad Fitri Mukhtar. She was accused of maliciously extorting Mat Yassin Junus, 60 years old, of 13,000 ringgit and causing fear to the victim at the hotel at about 6 p.m. on September 21st. Japan dissolved its parliament today, setting the stage for an election at the end of the month that will pit new Prime Minister Fumio Kishida against unpopular opposition in a battle over who can better fix the pandemic. Japan dissolved its parliament today, setting the stage for an election at the end of the month that will pit new Prime Minister Fumio Kishida against unpopular opposition in a battle Japan dissolved its parliament today, setting the stage for an election at the end of the month that will pit new Prime Minister Fumio Kishida against unpopular opposition in a battle over who can better fix the pandemic-battered economy. Kishida enjoys reasonable public support 11 days into the job, polls showed. Kishida enjoys reasonable public support 11 days into the job, polls show, boding well for his goal of maintaining a lower house majority for his Liberal Democratic Party and his Komeito Party coalition partner. Myanmar's ruling military has not blocked a special Southeast Asian envoy from visiting the country, but will not allow him to meet detained former leader Aung San Suu Kyi because she is charged with crimes, the junta spokesman said. A delay in the United Nations approving the military government's UN ambassador nomination was politically motivated, spokesman Zhao Mingtun added, saying that the UN and other countries and organizations should avoid double standards when they are engaging in international affairs. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.